Chapter 14. Moving West. Every morning, when Kay Adams Corleone got up to feed the baby, she noticed Mrs. Corleone being driven to church by one of the bodyguards, to return an hour later. Often, when she came home, the old woman called in for morning coffee and to see her new grandchild. Mrs. Corleone always started off by asking Kay why she did not become a Catholic, so Kay had to explain she was a Protestant. Then she asked Mrs. Corleone why she went to church every morning.
"I go for my husband," Mrs. Corleone replied.
She pointed toward the floor.
"So he don't go down there. I pray for his soul, so he go up there."
She paused and pointed to the sky. During the flight back to New York, Michael tried to sleep, but it was impossible. The most terrible period of his life was approaching. As soon as the Don had announced his full retirement to the Capo regimes and other members of the family, Michael knew this was his father's way of telling him the time was now. It was almost 3 years since he had returned home from Sicily, and over 2 years since he had married Kay. They had a baby boy now, with another child on the way, and Michael was surprised at how well Kay got along with his mother, Connie, and the rest of the family. Since returning from Sicily, Michael had spent long hours learning everything he needed to know about the business from his father and Tom Hagen. He was amazed at how rich and powerful the family was. As well as its political connections, it owned a huge amount of property in New York, whole office buildings in Manhattan, and parts of several banks in Long Island. On the evening of his return from Las Vegas, Michael held a meeting in the library with the Don, Tom Hagen, Carlo Rizzi, and Clemenza and Tessio. There was tension in the air, as there had been ever since the Don had announced his retirement. In any other family, powerful Capo regimes such as Clemenza and Tessio might have taken the position of Don, or at least they might have been able to take a share of the business and start their own family. Ever since the Don had made the peace with the five families, the strength of the Corleone family had been weakened. The Barzini family was now the most powerful in New York, and they were slowly eating away at the power of the Corleones, moving into their gambling areas and setting up their own bookmakers. All the families felt Michael was not equal to Sonny in force or character, though he was more intelligent, obviously, but not as intelligent as his father. Michael was not a man to be feared too greatly. The Don had also lost respect by not taking revenge for Sonny's death. Such actions came from weakness, the families decided. All this was known to the men in the room, and even believed by a few. Carlo Rizzi liked Michael, but did not fear him. Clemenza also thought that Michael was too soft to be a Don. Tessio, however, had a better opinion of him. He saw a force cleverly hidden, a man guarding his true strength and character. And clearly, the Don and Tom Hagen had no such doubts. Michael began by telling them about his trip to Vegas and Mo Green's refusal.
"You already know the Corleone family plans to move its operations west," he explained. "We'll own 4 of the hotels, but the move can't happen immediately. I want all of you to go along with me for a year without questioning or doubts. At the end of that year, Clemenza and Tessio can take a share from the Corleone family and start your own families. Carlo, you grew up in Nevada. You know the state. You know the people. I want you to be my right-hand man out there."
Carlo leaned back, his face red with happiness.
Michael went on. Tom is no longer the consigliere. He's going to be a lawyer in Vegas. All the men turned to look at Tom, but his face showed no feeling. In 2 months, he'll move out there with his family. This doesn't reflect badly on Tom, but if I need advice, who can be better than my father? The meeting was over. Although they had been promised their own families, Tessio and Clemenza were doubtful when they left. They were both worried about the strength of the other families, but Michael had told them to do nothing for a year. Carlo hoped to stay, feeling now that he should be treated like one of the family, but he quickly realized that Michael did not feel the same way. He left the Don, Tom Hagen, and Michael alone in the library. Albert Neri showed him out of the house, and Carlo felt Neri watching him walk across the lit mall. Left alone, the three men relaxed. Michael served some whiskey to the Don and Hagen, then he took a drink for himself, something he rarely did. Hagen spoke first.
Why are you cutting me out of the action, Mike? Rocco Lamponi is building a secret regime without me knowing. You have been speaking directly with Neri rather than through me or a capo regime.
Michael gave it to him straight. Tom, you're not a wartime consigliere. Things could get difficult with this move we're trying to make, and we may have to fight. I don't want you to get in the way of bullets.
Tom, this is my wish, not Michael's,
the Don added finally, seeing Tom Hagen's unhappy face.
I never thought you were a bad consigliere. For reasons you don't know, you must have no part in what may happen.
Then he smiled.
I warned Michael that Lamponi's secret regime would not escape your eye. So that shows I have trust in you.
When Hagen had left, Michael turned to his father. I think it's time for me to tell you that what I'm about to do is not purely to get revenge for Apollonia and Sonny. It's the right thing to do. Don Corleone nodded.
Revenge is a dish that tastes best when it's cold, he said. I knew you would never come home alive if I didn't make that peace. I'm surprised, though, that Barzini still made that last attempt to kill you. Have they found that bodyguard, Fabrizio?
I found him, Michael replied. He's got his own little pizza parlor up in Buffalo. New name, false passport. He's doing very well.
So, you don't need to wait any longer, said the Don. When will you start?
Michael said, I want to wait until after Kay has the baby, in case something happens. And I want Tom to be in Vegas so he won't be involved. I think a year from now.
You've prepared for everything?
The Don asked. He did not look at Michael when he said this. Michael said, gently,
You have no part. You're not responsible in any way. You cannot even say no. If you say no, I'll leave the family and go my own way.
The Don was silent for a long time, and then he sighed.
That's it then, he said.